Hi, welcome to SGNK Legal Monday. I know I disappeared on you without notice, and I feel like in my history of consistency, this is the very first time that has happened. Most times I tell you guys what is going on. If I feel spent, I'm like, goodbye. I'm not going to be around for this couple of weeks or days. I'm taking a break. If I don't do it in audio format, at least there are writings all over social media and someone can always catch something. But if you want to know what happened or what has been going on, here it is. Babe, I promise to love and cherish you in good times and bad, to be your partner and best friend. I vow to support you in your dreams and aspirations and to create a home filled with love and happiness. Today and always, I choose you as my partner for life. Hey, that's a psych. It's a joke. No, that is not what I've been up to. But today, I feel like it's important for us to have a conversation on the intersection of love, promises, and the law. And I think this is something that I found intriguing in law school for the lawyers, not specifically for family law, when we had to talk about this particular topic. And now that we are coming out, or we are coming to the close of the long holiday, the long Easter holiday, I feel like a couple of people have been in the practice of marriage. Like, we have those weekend marriages. So for those that have been trying to promise themselves things and marriage, for some men where the woman is breaking her back, making the meals and cleaning the house and things like that, and they promise to marry them. Let us have this conversation. So now we are going to be talking about the breach of promise to marry. I swear, this to date, I find this quite interesting how someone can actually go ahead and take you to court for refusal to fulfill the promise to marry them. And for some reason, when we're in law school, part of me felt like this is not public knowledge. People don't really know that this happens. Or maybe it's the pride of the guys that they don't come out. But the women should have been making this. I don't know why. I don't know why the cases aren't many. But let us explore the three cases related to this breach of promise to marry. So our first case is going to take us to Kenya in 1969. We're going to go chronologically for at least three countries. And I chose the three countries because they are the top three African countries in my stats. So we're going to first go to Kenya. And in 1969, there was a young woman named Motiso, and she sued her former fiancé, Kiranja, for breach of promise to marry. Their engagement had ended abruptly when Kiranja refused to honor their commitment. Motiso, devastated by the betrayal, sought justice in the courts. How many of us remember this? Should we start going to court? Motiso went to seek justice from the courts, and the case sparked widespread attention, shedding light on the emotional toll of broken promises in matters of the heart. And next, we journey all the way to West Africa. Nigeria stands at, Kenya stands at number three in my statistics geographically. And then Nigeria stands at number eight. Uganda stands at number one. But, we shall get to Uganda next. I wanted the countries to be a surprise. So yes, Nigeria stands at number eight. And now let us journey there to see how this might have played out as far as breach of promise to marry is concerned. So here we are in 1976, where Ekpo sued Ita. And in this case, a woman named Ekpo. These are all women. A woman named Ekpo took legal action against her former fiance Ita after he married another woman instead of her. The court recognized the validity of the promise to marry and awarded damages to Apple for the emotional distress she endured. And now we come to my motherland, Uganda. Oh my goodness. I couldn't believe, I know I'm a lawyer, but I just couldn't believe that this case was happening. Because most of our time in law school, that is here in Uganda, or my class, what we studied, and I think even the cases that were given, I do not think there was any Ugandan case in as far as breach of promise to marry is concerned. I do not remember any Ugandan case. Part of me believed this was very theoretical. Very, very theoretical. It just seemed impractical. And I swear, I think I'd have made money if I just sued these people. If I had taken it into consideration. But let's jump to Uganda. And this is a case between Richard Tumwine versus Fortunate Charikunda. The time of occurrence, like I mentioned, it's just here, the backyard, 2023. So Tumwine and Charikunda were both teachers and started their relationship in 2015. This is as far as what is on the internet. So they say their relationship started in 2015 when they were teachers in Chiringa Primary School and entered a marriage agreement in 2018. And during that time, Tumwine financially supported Charikunda and sponsored her to complete her diploma in legal practice. Charikunda should have known. Or maybe she was doing a it wasn't a postgraduate diploma, maybe. She should have known. But anyway, we just ignore these things. So Tumwine financially supported Charikunda and sponsored her to complete her diploma in legal practice at our Law Development Center in Kampala. And he said he spent about 9.4 million shillings in the course. So after her completing the bar course, they agreed to arrange an introduction ceremony, which had been scheduled for February 2022. But Charikunda backed out of the marriage plan, saying that she is not ready to marry her suitor. There were claims about the guy being so old and she felt like she's young, or whatever reasons that she gave. But according to what I saw this guy share in a video, he just said she just told him that she's no longer ready to marry him and that he should find someone else. And in my head, I'm like, the audacity. I would be angry. So Tumwine dragged Charikunda to court for breach of marriage promise. He asked the court to compel her to refund the money he injected into the education, in her education, and this was an investment into their future as husband and wife. In this ruling, the Kanungu Grade 1 magistrate, Anasio Mukobi, held that since Charikunda did not fulfill her promise to marry Tumwine, he was entitled to reimbursement of the money he spent on her studies and an additional 1 million as general damages for inconveniences and psychological anguish suffered. Now think about your life. How much money would you have made if you considered your life serious like Tumwine? By the way, Tumwine must be a very serious man. Don't joke with teachers. How much money would you have in your bank account had you considered that your life shouldn't be played with? Just think about it. But anyway, this specific legal segment, HTNK Legal Monday, I took a break. I took a sudden break. And I'm very sorry for that. But today I'm back. And for this one, I would like to invite all of us to be, to not just play around with our promises. It really scares me to make a promise that I know I will not be able to fulfill. And now when it comes to something like this, I've seen people play with people's minds or hearts. I'd be like, are you kidding? How heartless can you be to lie to someone that you're actually going to stay with them forever and you're just playing games? Now, guys, ladies and gentlemen, let us take this matter seriously. If someone plays with you, at least threaten them. But don't just threaten them to waste your money. Make sure that you recover your money. Someone better don't come for me, but at least no one can come for me. Please do not just play around with marriage. And I'm really glad that this is something that has been revived to our generation, because the most of the cases that we're seeing are really, really old. We're looking at the 1800s, the 19s. Now this very recent one, I don't know if many people were open to having an understanding of what took place, but I would like to invite all of us to be kind to each other, because I feel like this is really rooted in kindness and not telling lies. You guys tell lies. You guys tell lies. But then I don't think, much as I know I'm inviting you to take matters seriously in your hands, I also feel like I don't think many people want to take the distressful journey of our judicial system to try to, you know, sue someone for breach of promise to marry. But if it's something that you would love to consider, take it on. Take it on. So as I conclude today, I wish that you join me this Wednesday for our, oh my God, what episode is that? For our Wednesday episode, I don't remember the number, but please remember to join me on Wednesday. We are going to have, I don't need to mention the person, please join us. But before we get to Wednesday, I really, 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 really wish that you cherish your commitments and honor your promises. Take care of yourselves. Let us meet on Wednesday. Happy Easter Monday.